Watch, Massive Lack of Social Distancing During Leftist March on Washington. By Hannah Blow on August 28, 2020. Friday's march on Washington drew thousands of people who were not social distancing during the occasion. Despite the organizers promising that the event would comply with coronavirus-related health guidance and restrictions in D.C., video shows a massive group of people in attendance at Friday's event at the Lincoln Memorial. On the 57th anniversary of the historic 1963 March on Washington. According to the NAACP, Friday's march aims to recommit to the dream Dr. Martin Luther King defined in the 1963 march, to call for police accountability and reform, and to mobilize voters ahead of the November elections. While left-wing groups have been overtly critical of President Donald Trump for holding in-person events, from the Mount Rushmore Independence Day celebration to Thursday night's Republican National Convention speech, footage from Friday's event shows virtually no demonstrative attempts to socially distance, despite organizers promising to heed to health guidance and local coronavirus-related restrictions. In a piece previewing the protest, CNN reported that event organizers have stressed that the march will comply with health guidance and local ordinances related to the coronavirus pandemic. "We can have a protest, share a voice in this moment, and still be safe," Tyler McMillan, the National Director of Youth and College for NAN, told CNN, explaining that volunteers will be highly enforcing social distancing. On the monument grounds, attendees will be in grids, sections to enforce social distancing, that will be limited, CNN reported. "We want to ensure that we're taking all necessary precautions to protect people," McMillan said. CNN added that hand sanitizer and masks would be provided to participants of the march and reported that NAN encouraged those from coronavirus hotspots, such as Florida and Texas, to participate in the march virtually. The event follows the final night of the Republican National Convention, where Trump delivered his acceptance speech from the White House. The setup drew ire from critics, as seats were not spread apart. Prominent members of the media expressed shock over the lack of masks in the audience, despite some of their own foregoing face coverings as well. Protesters also gathered outside the White House Thursday evening and did not appear to heed to social distancing protocols, particularly as they closely harassed prominent figures, such as Senator Rand Paul, R.K. White, and Georgia State Representative Vernon Jones, D.